This story is created by a parent like you, using Tailbot.
Lucas and the Whimsical Quest for the Talking Tiger. A special bedtime story for Lucas. In the heart of bustling Manhattan, amidst towering skyscrapers and honking taxis, lived a 10-year-old boy named Lucas. Lucas had an extraordinary love for adventure, often found with his nose buried in books that transported him to magical realms far from the concrete jungle he called home. However, one evening, as the city lights began to twinkle, Lucas's adventures leaped from the pages of his books to the reality of his bedroom. As Lucas settled into bed, his eyes caught the gleam of an unusual book tucked away on his shelf. It wasn't there before, or at least, he had never noticed it. Embossed with the title, The Land of Whimsy, the book beckoned to him with a mysterious allure. Without a second thought, Lucas opened the book, and in a swirl of colors and whispers, he was whisked away into the pages, leaving the night skyline of Manhattan far behind. Lucas landed softly on a bed of fragrant candy-coated meadows, under a sky painted with vibrant rainbows. He gazed in wonder as the flowers around him giggled and the neighboring trees waved their branches in greeting. This was the land of whimsy, a realm where every creature had a tale to tell, and every path led to a new adventure. Determined to explore, Lucas ventured forth and soon encountered a group of animals engaged in conversation. There was a lion sharing jokes with a giggling zebra, an elephant reciting poetry to a cluster of amused butterflies, and a tiger that seemed to be in deep thought. Lucas, intrigued by the contemplative tiger, approached it with a friendly smile. "Hello. My name is Lucas. What's on your mind?" he asked. The tiger looked at Lucas with eyes full of wisdom and replied, "Greetings, Lucas. I'm Sammy, the talking tiger. I'm troubled because the land of whimsy is losing its colors. The laughter is fading, and the magic is weakening. It's the work of the digital executioner, a creature who thrives on silence and monotony." Lucas, his heart sinking at the thought, pledged to help Sammy restore the land of whimsy to its former glory. Together, they embarked on a quest that led them through valleys echoing with lost laughter, across rivers that once sparkled with tales of joy, and over mountains that mourned their faded rainbows.
Tailbot, tailor-made tales for your child's dreams.
Their journey was fraught with challenges. The duo faced puzzles that tested their wit, braved forests where the shadows whispered doubts, and encountered the digital executioner's minion, Brandon, a shadowy figure intent on deterring their quest. Yet, through each obstacle, Lucas's courage and Sammy's wisdom saw them through. The climax of their adventure took place in the heart of the digital executioner's lair, a cold, colorless castle where laughter and joy were forbidden. It was here, amidst the echoing silence, that Lucas and Sammy confronted the digital executioner. With hearts brave and spirits undaunted, they challenged the executioner's bleak vision of the world. In a battle of wits and wills, Lucas discovered that the true power to defeat the digital executioner lay not in magic or might but in the unyielding belief in joy, imagination, and friendship. Empowered by this realization, Lucas and Sammy filled the lair with laughter and stories, their warmth and vibrancy melting away the executioner's cold heart. As the executioner's icy facade cracked and crumbled, color and laughter cascaded back into the land of whimsy like a burst of sunlight after a storm. The animals cheered, the flowers danced, and the entire realm was reborn, brighter and more jubilant than ever before. Having saved the land of whimsy, Lucas prepared to return home to Manhattan. Sammy, now a dear friend, gifted Lucas a small, enchanted book. "Whenever you seek adventure or need a reminder of the power of joy," Sammy said, "open this book, and you'll find your way back to us." Lucas woke up the next morning in his room, the Manhattan skyline greeting him like an old friend. Yet, in his hand lay the enchanted book Sammy had given him, a tangible link to the incredible adventure he had lived. Lucas realized that even in a city as vast and as bustling as Manhattan, there was always room for the wonders of friendship and the magic of imagination. And so, night after night, Lucas would open the enchanted book, each time embarking on new adventures in the land of whimsy, forever cherishing the lessons of bravery, kindness, and the everlasting brightness of a joy-filled heart.
Created by a kid and their parent using Tailbot, click the link in the video description to create your own story.